I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Polio, malaria, tuberculosis, these are all illnesses that the World Health Organization normally focuses on. But the WHO is now broadening its focus considerably. It aims to tackle social ills, unemployment, poverty, and powerlessness. That's the goal of the WHO's Commission on Social Determinants of Health. The commission is issuing a major report today, and we are now joined by the commission's chair. He is Sir Michael Marmot. He's an epidemiologist at University College in London. Sir Michael, you write in your report that social injustice is killing people on a grand scale. What did you see happening and where?
There are two ways to look at these social inequalities and their consequences for ill health. One is to look at the differences among countries. When we see that a woman in a sub-Saharan African country has a life expectancy of 40 and a woman in Japan has a life expectancy of 86, we call this major avoidable inequality. Secondly, we look within countries and you asked, where do we see the inequities in health? And the simple answer is everywhere. And the important thing about our report is that we pointed not only to the differences between people at the bottom and everybody else, but the fact that people in the middle have worse health than those at the top, but better health than those at the bottom. And it runs right across the whole of society.
Although, let me ask you about that. I mean, that seems to be sadly logical. I mean, it would presumably come as little surprise that there is a link between wealth and health, and that the more money someone has, the better health care they're going to be receiving.
This is not only about money, and it's not only about health care. The United States, for example, is the richest country in the world, pretty much. It ranks in the world about 33rd in life expectancy for men and 36th for women. So the fact that the United States, A, is rich, and B, spends more than any other country on health care doesn't necessarily guarantee good health. So it's not only about money and it's not only about health care.
So are you calling for changes in tax policy, changes in terms of legislation?
We're calling for changes, firstly, in the circumstances of daily life. For example, the evidence from around the world shows how important early child development is. That doesn't necessarily take changes in the tax system to deal with that. It takes intervention and it takes investment. It may mean changes in the circumstances in which girls are educated, the girls who are going to become mothers, in their opportunities to give to their children meaningful environments in early childhood. It doesn't necessarily mean spending vast amounts of money or making a change in the tax system.
Is this something that has been previously outside the remit of the World Health Organization? Because we think of the WHO as dealing with medical intervention to prevent disease, and now what you're talking about is a more equitable distribution of wealth. Is that beyond the normal WHO mandate?
Very much so. But it's not, in one sense, a radical departure. It sounds different. But when WHO was founded 60 years ago, it said health was not only absence of disease, but a state of complete mental, physical, and social well-being. So it's enshrined in WHO's charter to look at this. The WHO, in a sense, you could think of as the global minister of health. But it can play this very important social accounting role because central to what we're talking about is creating the conditions for people to have the freedom to lead flourishing lives. And if they have that freedom, their health will benefit.
Thank you very much. Sir Michael Marmot chairs the WHO's Commission on Social Determinants of Health, their report called Closing the Gap, Health Equity Through Action on the Social Determinants of Health, is out today. And we'll make a link from our website, theworld.org. Sir Michael, thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.